Shema, Words of Hope Daily Reflection for Saturday, February 7, 2009. I'm David Bast. Today's reflection, written by John Brown, is based on Hosea 4, verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, O people of Israel. Hosea chapter 4 marks a significant transition in the prophet's message. He turns from allegory to literal language. God turns from Hosea's marriage as a sort of acted parable to Israel's real idolatry. The first word that the Lord uses to address his wandering people is Shema. Shema is a Hebrew word that means hear or listen and obey. It's such a significant word in the life of God's people that it's actually the title of their most important creed, the Shema, in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. In Hosea, the word is used as a command, hear, listen, and obey. It's not an invitation, an idea, or even a suggestion, but a demand, an order, hear, listen, and obey. For the people of God then, as well as now, hearing must always lead to obeying. Shema makes no distinction between them. To hear is to listen, and to listen is to obey. You know, Jesus expected the same. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. James also points this out. Be doers of the word and not merely hearers. The word of the Lord must never be merely heard. Shema means hear and obey.
For more information about Words of Hope, visit wohh.org.